Welcome back to Beyond the Paddock. I'm your host, Sarah, and today we will be discussing the Imola Grand Prix. Okay, there was a lot that went on this weekend. We're just going to do a quick recap of what we've been seeing. So qualifiers were messy. We're so thankful to see that Yuki had a horrific crash. So we're so thankful to see that he came out of qualifiers and was able to race this weekend. We also saw Doan's replacement, Calapinto, crash. A lot of discussion regarding this online. And we know that Calapinto's only been given 5 races. So great to see him back, but sparked a lot of debate this weekend. And in qualifiers, we just also want to mention Kimi's home race. We saw that he had his classmates out. It was awesome. Did not have a great weekend this weekend, though, at his home race out in Q2. And then he did not finish. He had a DNF this weekend. And we also want to just talk about congrats to Aston Martin. We saw both Ferraris go out in Q2, and both Aston Martins went through to Q3. We didn't see those results carry over to the Grand Prix, but led for a very interesting qualifiers. Okay, so we saw Piastri taking pole, and right into the Grand Prix now. Off the line, Piastri had a bit of a good start, but he just didn't have the guts going into turn one to go against Verstappen. Verstappen passed him right away to take the lead, and he just really looked like he was racing scared into that turn one, and Piastri really looked like he was backing off, but so much that he almost nearly caused a pile up, and we saw Russell complaining about that over the radio. So he gave Piastri room and basically just showed him what the difference between, like, Piastri might be leading the World Driver Championship by 13 points, but he basically just showed him what a reigning champion really looks like. It was Piastri made a crucial mistake right off the lead. It cost him the race, and we're going to get more into the McLaren strategy later, but just Piastri bottled it. So this race in Imola, so 63 laps with only one DRS zone. And we know that there are safety car possibilities that are hot. The possibility of the safety car is high because barely any runoff zones, just grass and gravel, very difficult to overpass because of the one DRS zone. So now leading off of that, we did see Max Verstappen taking driver of the day, but here we'd also like to commend Norris. Very, very difficult to overpass. And Norris had 2 huge overtakes this race. The first one being, he clapped right back at this comment, difficult to overpass on this track. And he had a masterclass overtake to move him up into third place. It did take him a couple of attempts to figure out the overtake, but he truly, truly committed to it. And then he was able to move up to third to hunt down Piastri. So we saw him overtake Russell and really just really committed to it. So coming out of this race too, like, this is typically a one-stop race, but with the medium tires just looked awful. So there was a lot of speculation early on in the race that the one-stop is preferred. Okay, typically in Imola, the one-stop is a preferred race strategy because of the pit lane. It does take a lot of time for a tire change, and it is one of the longest pit lanes of the season, and you will see an average of a 28 second pit stop, but the tires were just awful. So it is speculated that they're, like, throughout the race, like early on, they were speculating that this was going to be a two-stop race. So we did see two virtual safety cars, and this really did not benefit. The first one did not benefit Norris. Norris pitted, and then a virtual safety car was called, which was a huge benefit to the race leader Verstappen. We saw Ocon stopped on the grass, and his car was retired. And then, unfortunately, that led, it increased Norris, unfortunately, had pitted early, so then it doubled his time to Verstappen. And then on lap 46, we saw the full safety car come out. Antonelli was having car issues. It did look like Antonelli ran over a curb, which then led to his retirement at his home race. Very unfortunate. And then we saw a full safety car here and the restart, and the gaps were. So now by this time we had Verstappen first, Norris second, Piastri third. And again, we were talking about that huge 25-second gap between Verstappen and Norris due to Norris unfortunately pitting early before the first virtual safety car. Verstappen got lucky again with the second safety car and was able to make a stop. And then Norris went in the pits, and 4.4 was his pit stop. I like no idea why it took so long this time. And then this allowed Piastri to move up into second with Norris falling to third. And with 17 laps to go, oh, there was the whole thing with Ferrari too. Ferrari, disastrous. Leclerc was, they again, both cars out in Q2. They did a great job in the race to like get into the top 10. And Leclerc was being told to stay out, that they didn't have a tire for him. And he said, even like really with only 17 laps left, by the time the safety car was actually completed, it was probably only going to be 11 or 12 laps. Why not just put him on soft? So there was a bit of discussion about that over the radio. And there was four cars that chose to stay out. Piastri, Leclerc, Russell, and Sainz all stayed out on old tires. So this really led to like the online speculation was going crazy during the safety car, like the McLaren restart. You have Piastri in second, Norris in third. Norris had a disastrous pit stop. They pitted Piastri early, like all of this like disastrous strategy calls. And then, so now the restart after this safety car, you're going to have a handful of laps left. Norris is on better tires to fight Verstappen, and Norris was faster than Piastri today. But we know that Piastri won't want to concede his points. So he doesn't follow team orders. We've seen in the past that he expects Norris to be given team orders, but then he doesn't necessarily want to follow them. So you know that this is going to come down to, McLaren is going to have to make the call. We see Norris over the radio pointing out how that Oscar's tires are dead, and he wasn't being asked to be let through. He made that clear, but he did state that their best chance at tracking down and beating Verstappen would be to let Norris through immediately, so they weren't wasting laps and time fighting each other. And we had Stella before the race saying that he would stand by his words coming out of Japan, and that like, so now everyone online was like, will McLaren learn their lesson from Japan? Team orders 100% should be coming in like on this restart. Like there was no questions asked, right? So this was the big thing. Everyone agreed. You have minimal laps left, minimal time left, the best chance. And like, why is McLaren not prioritizing like cutting back Max's lead, right? Like he's going to win. He's going to get 25 points. Oscar should have allowed Norris pass right off to hunt down Verstappen. But we saw again, this like papaya rules bullshit. There was no team orders came in on the restart. And just as everyone had speculated, Piastri had zero pressure on Verstappen, provided zero pressure. He messed up and bottled the beginning of the race. And here we are again on the restart and zero pressure. Norris is all over Piastri. And all Piastri is doing is holding up Norris as Verstappen was able to continue to grow and build his lead. And then he couldn't keep pace with Verstappen. And then ultimately Norris did end up by him, wasting three laps, and he couldn't even keep pace with Norris. So this was disastrous all over social media. Like, fire the McLaren pit wall. What is their strategy? They're a disaster. So in each lap of the race, the rest of the race, Verstappen continued to pull further ahead and further ahead and further ahead. By lap 58, everyone was speculating Piastri had let the wind slip away. Like, this came down to him. And then the overtake happened. Norris absolutely destroys Piastri on the overtake. We see Piastri, his only response is the oversteer, and Norris moves up into second. So, this is team orders. The big debate is, should they have come in immediately? And what was the holdup? Why weren't the team orders given? The one comment we saw online, like, Piastri's the biggest Red Bull supporter, bottle start, holds up Norris, lets Max grow lead and wins. And truly, like, Norris did have the race. Norris commented after that he didn't think they were fast enough. But looking at the times later, we do feel that he had the race pace to catch up to Max. And even though Max had the benefit of the virtual safety car and the safety car itself, we do feel that at the end on new tires that Norris would have had the pace to catch up to him. Oscar was quoted after the race as saying, "I tried my best to hold on to second." Like, what? Like, that shouldn't have been the focus. He was solely focused on himself. Like, direct quote after the race, "Tried my best to hold on to second." What? Like, why? Like, why? Like, Norris afterwards talked about the team, and Oscar is truly only focused on himself. So now let's get straight into the after race commentary, both online and after the checkered flag, like Sky, right? As well as like F1 commentary. We're going to be covering all that like we have seen and heard. So just direct quotes. McLaren showed weakness. McLaren afraid to be aggressive. McLaren not aggressive enough to win the driver's championship. One of the reporters said he found it odd that McLaren is afraid to go against Piastri. Piastri messed up this race, didn't have the pace. Norris had more pace. And why are we making him lose three laps? Give him a shot at Max. Piastri had zero response to Max. After on the restart of the safety car, literally zero response to Max. Why are you sitting there in second? Again, more direct quotes. McLaren is too indecisive. The problem is they have two number one drivers. McLaren better smarten up or they're going to lose Norris and their fan base. McLaren is ignoring this issue and a clash is coming. Like, direct quotes, a clash is coming. So lots of talk, I'm sure. There's going to be a lot of discussions happening at McLaren. They were congratulations on the 2-3, but they seem to really be like, I think you have Stella, is he just not able to be team principal at this level? Like, is he more of a mid-pack team principal? Like, are you not able to play with the big boys? Like, you have to make the calls, make the decisions, put out the team orders. Like, and you can't be afraid of Mark Webber and Piastri. Like, this seems they favor him. Like, at first, we're trying to be very neutral about this, like, because we do see that there's a lot of fan bases online. But taking a very neutral perspective of this, there does seem to be a lot of fear of Mark Webber and Oscar Piastri and a lot of favoritism, and that needs to change. Stella, if he wants to be a team principal at one of the top teams year after year, you're not a midfield team anymore. You have to make the hard calls. And Zach Brown, like, are you content with a 2-3? This could have been a 1-2. like more points for the team, more points for your drivers. Like, why are we content with 2-3? You guys need to smarten up and make better calls. That's all we have to say about that. We would also, on closing, like to mention what an amazing drive Hamilton had today. That was phenomenal. So our podium, Verstappen, Norris, Piastri. We just want to mention that, again, Calapinto in 16th. Doesn't really seem to be having like a crash in qualifiers, 16th finish, only 5 races to prove himself. Like, maybe Doan was done a little dirty, but let's see. He's got 4 more races. Congratulations to Williams, double points finish in today's Grand Prix. And congratulations to Verstappen on Driver of the Day. So our constructors, McLaren continues to have a strong lead in the Constructors' Championship, followed by Mercedes, Red Bull, Ferrari, and Williams. They are sitting at 105 points over Mercedes in second. And the World Driver Championship continues to tighten up and tighten up. And the more mistakes Piastri makes, he's going to let that lead slip away. So we have Piastri in the lead, with Norris now only 13 points behind, followed by Verstappen. And then in fourth and fifth, we see Russell and Leclerc quite far behind. So we'll see the McLaren boys battling this out with Max. So it was a very interesting Grand Prix. We think it's going to be a very interesting week in social media. And we hope you'll join us this time next week as we recap the Monaco Grand Prix. Thank you, everyone. Have a great day.